This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming, a Republican representing the Pelican State's 4th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Armed Services Committee. On Friday, the House of Representatives approved a resolution sponsored by House Speaker John Boehner demanding that the White House provide more information to lawmakers on the ongoing U.S. mission in Libya. They say that the White House has failed to ask for congressional authorization, and they've also failed to provide really any meaningful updates on the mission in Libya as well. At the very same time, the House rejected a measure sponsored by Ohio Democrat Dennis Kucinich, which would have called for the immediate withdrawal of U.S. forces from the mission in Libya. And Congressman, thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you, Greg, for having me.
What exactly has changed as a result of the Boehner resolution?
Well, the Boehner resolution, which I voted for, calls for the administration to provide information to Congress. As you well know, the president consulted with the Arab nations, the NATO, as well as the UN, but he has not communicated, has not provided information, has really done nothing with Congress. And that's not really the way our Constitution works. According to our Constitution, the president consults with Congress and the American people rather than the rest of the world when a decision is being made to attack another country.
Do you believe that Congress should be required to authorize any sort of military activity? Should there be a flat-out up or down vote on that?
Well, you know, the War Powers Act requires that within 60 days of initiating an attack, the president does have a requirement to get approval from Congress, and the president has failed to do that. We're well past that period. He tries to justify it by saying, well, we don't have the boots on the ground, but I'm not so sure that's absolutely correct. And on the other hand, there's many observers who believe we eventually will have. And certainly with any downed pilot or anyone who's captured in the process could easily make it quite necessary to have many boots on the ground. So, yeah, I think he has violated the Constitution, and I think that many of those certainly who voted for this resolution agrees, and I think some who didn't have questions about whether the president's actions are really constitutional.
Congressman Fleming, what's your understanding, and I know it might be a little bit tough since you haven't gotten much information, if any, from the administration, about what the goal of this mission is? Initially, it was to protect the citizens of Benghazi and others who the president said he felt like were in grave danger of being slaughtered. Then it became a matter of potentially assisting the rebellion. He had said at first that removing Gaddafi was ideal, but it's not something we were going to spend a lot of time on. Now, apparently, it is. Where do we stand in all this?
Well, Greg, you said it better than I can. We don't know where we stand with this. The president called this a humanitarian action, so then he went over and bombed people. That should be a question within itself. He says that Gaddafi must go, yet he's unwilling to actually go perhaps kill Gaddafi, as we did with bin Laden. We know nothing about the other side of this conflict, which is really a civil war. We don't know that they are pro-democratic. We don't know that they're not Islamic extremists, for that matter. We don't know whether they are linked to Iran, which, of course, would be a terrible disaster. There's just so many open questions, and the president refuses to communicate that information with us and certainly to get our input.
What happens if the president doesn't provide the information required through this resolution?
Well, at this point, the resolution is non-binding. However, we have military appropriations coming up in a couple of weeks. We could certainly begin removing funding for this action. However, even then, it wouldn't take effect until October 1st. Certainly, we can bring forth other resolutions, create hearings. So I think what we're really seeing is that Congress is getting kind of a short fuse. We're running out of patience with the president. But, you know, it's interesting, Greg, this is the president that criticized Bush for unlawful wars, yet President Bush got consent of Congress for both Afghanistan and Iraq. He got many resolutions from the UN. He got approval worldwide. He had a clear mission. And certainly there were issues about the possibility of weapons of mass destruction or something less than that that could be used against our people. In this case, the president doesn't make his case at all. There's absolutely no information to suggest that we have an interest in this. We have that it doesn't affect in any way our national interest in any way, unless it's oil, perhaps. So it's very interesting that this president was so critical of President Bush during the campaign, and yet he's doing something far worse and certainly far more removed from the Constitution of the United States than Bush ever did.
Congressman, we saw reports earlier in the week that one of the main reasons Speaker Boehner drafted this resolution was because the Kucinich resolution, which would have called for the removal of U.S. forces from this mission, was about to have enough votes from Republicans and Democrats to be approved. Ultimately, it was rejected in favor of the resolution the Speaker drafted. What kind of level of support is there for this mission, even if the president does come forward with all this information?
I really think that the support for this mission is very weak. I would say, in fact, that if you actually canvassed members of Congress one by one, the vast majority, at least in the House, both sides of the aisle, would tell you that we've got no business being there. The Kucinich resolution didn't pass, but I think with future days, if this continues on without resolution, without information, without approval, that there'll be more and more people lining up to vote for it coming back again. I really think, as I say, the Congress has been giving the president the benefit of the doubt and should under normal circumstances. However, he's running out of time as far as we're concerned. He's had his 60 days. He's not showing any clear indication that he's either going to pull out or that we have a mission, a clearly defined mission, or that he's going to remove Gaddafi, or who will be left behind and who will be in control. Will we have boots on the ground? There's still many open questions, and American lives could be in danger as a result.
Last question before we let you go, Congressman. From what you're hearing from military officials, are we making considerable progress there? It seemed like at first we were making a major difference. Now, of course, most of the media has moved on to something else, and we don't hear a lot from there, and there have always been fears of a stalemate. Where does the actual conflict currently stand, as far as you can tell?
My fear at the very beginning of this is it would end up in a stalemate, and in my opinion, that's exactly where we are. Yes, we have more firepower, but everyone knows you can't win a war with air armaments alone. And the other side of this civil war is not strong enough by itself to overcome Gaddafi. So, in effect, we've probably extended this battle. We've extended the war, and we've extended death in this situation. But quite frankly, I don't know what the progress is because, again, the president yet doesn't give us any information.
Congressman, we'll keep watching. Thanks for your insights today, as always.
Great. Always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming represents his state's 4th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.